From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Iran has apparently stopped selling crude oil to British and French companies. The Iranian oil ministry says on its website it will now sell oil to new customers. The move appears to be in retaliation for a decision of the European Union to stop importing Iranian oil beginning July 1st because of Tehran's disputed nuclear program. President Obama's National Security Advisor Tom Donilon is in Israel today. Iran is likely a topic of his discussions with Israeli officials. The winter season usually provides a respite from higher gasoline prices because of lower demand, but not this year. The latest consumer price index shows prices at the pump rose last month, and as Daniel Carson reports, turmoil in the Middle East could drive up costs even more.
Gasoline prices are never this high in the winter, according to a U.S. Energy Information report. Patrick DeHaan, an oil industry analyst with GasBuddy.com, says Middle East tensions could create more misery at the pump.
Whether it be a choke-off of the Strait of Hormuz or military action, either of those two situations could send oil prices sky high and gas prices could mingle ever close to $5 a gallon.
DeHaan says a stronger U.S. economy and growing demand for oil in developing countries, especially China, are also pushing up gas costs. If you want lower prices, he says, you secretly have to root for economic despair. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson in Washington.
Mitt Romney has parted ways with a member of his Arizona campaign after allegations of misconduct. The sheriff in Pinal County has broader political ambitions, but Mark Moran of member station KJZZ in Phoenix says the sheriff is denying allegations that he threatened a man with deportation in order to keep their relationship a secret.
Pinal County Sheriff Paul Babiou stepped down as co-chairman of Mitt Romney's presidential campaign in Arizona in the wake of an emerging scandal. Babiou, a social conservative, gained national attention for speaking out against illegal immigration in Pinal County, which encompasses much of the land between Phoenix and Tucson. Babiou says he had a relationship with a man named Jose, who allegedly sent pictures of Babiou to a Phoenix alternative newspaper. The man's lawyer says he'd allegedly been threatened with deportation. Babiou acknowledged sending the pictures to Jose, but said they were not meant to be shared publicly. A Romney spokesman said Babiou stepped down to focus on the allegations against him. For NPR News, I'm Mark Moran in Phoenix.
The focus of the financial crisis in Europe is back on Greece today. Riot police are shielding the national parliament as demonstrators gather to protest against the latest austerity measures. Authorities are on guard because last weekend's demonstrations turned violent, but so far only a few hundred have shown up and they've demonstrated without incident. The legislation was approved in a marathon cabinet meeting this weekend. Parliament now needs to approve it before a bailout deal can be implemented. And from Washington, this is NPR News. The presidential campaign in the West African nation of Senegal is turning violent again. Riot police used tear gas and chased protesters away from a mosque in the capital today, the fifth straight day of protests against the candidacy of the incumbent president. The elections are due to be held a week from today. A bombing in northwest Pakistan has killed at least eight members of an anti-Taliban militia and wounded six others. Officials say explosives were planted at a militia checkpoint and detonated by a timer. One official says militia members were then fired on by militants. Ahead of this week's planned naval exercises off South Korea's west coast, North Korea is warning of possible military strikes. From Seoul, Dwali Sai Kowtow explains why.
North Korea's military, under new leader Kim Jong-un, is calling South Korea's live artillery drills an act of war. In a statement released by the North's official mouthpiece, KCNA, Pyongyang threatened retaliatory strikes similar to its deadly shelling of South Korea's Yongpyeong Island more than a year ago. But South Korea's military, according to an official from its Joint Chiefs of Staff, said it will not cancel the two-hour exercises from frontline islands and says its military is ready to respond to any North Korean provocation. South Korea officially informed North Korea of its regular military training early Sunday. For NPR News, I'm Dwali Sai Kowtow in Seoul.
British boxer Derek Chisora has been detained by police in the German city of Munich. A police spokesman says Chisora is being questioned about last night's brawl with former WBA champion David Haye at a post-fight press conference. The two came to blows after Chisora lost last night's fight to Vitali Klitschko. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News.